From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. We've all seen geodes and marveled at their beautiful crystal interiors. But do you know how they form? Geodes occur mostly in lava and sedimentary rocks. In molten lava, gas bubbles and lava tubes form, some quite large. They become voids as the rock hardens and can fill with mineral-rich fluids. Over many years, minerals precipitate out, and crystals line the void. As more fluids seep in, more crystals grow. Geodes that form in lava often contain quartz crystals, especially amethyst, which is quartz colored purple by iron impurities. In sedimentary rock, pockets of mineral-rich water can crystallize in a similar fashion, sometimes with a translucent silica called chalcedony. When the sediment layers erode, geodes tumble out. The English call them potato stones for their telltale shape. Because they're often partially hollow, you can tell by weight that they may contain a geode. Those that fill completely with silica are called thunder eggs. The world's largest geode, as long as a school bus and tall enough to stand in, was found 20 years ago in Spain. If you'd like to find your own potato stone or thunder egg, look for outcrops or road cuts on public land. Take a shovel to sort through the eroded rubble and look where others have found them before. You may not find a world record Goliath, but you'll enjoy the geologic Easter egg hunt. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.